Hello, and welcome to ReachMahjong.com's weekly podcast. This is Garth Nelson.
And Jen Barr.
And also in the studio, we have Troy Presley, our producer. And we have two special guests. One's not as quite so special as the other because it's really his house. So he's special, but, you know, thank you for being with us. He's supposed to be here. Yes, we're invading. So thank you for letting us invade your house, Ize.
And you know, one time when we came, did I tell that story on the air?
I'm not sure.
When only Ise was here,
and
we came in, I was like, where's Troy? He's like, I don't know. We came in, and I'm like, is he in the bathroom? And he's like, I hope not. Troy hadn't come back yet, and I thought Troy was already, because I'd been texting him, so.
He was hiding from us in the bathroom.
I even checked the bathroom to see.
Just my sneaking around in there.
Did I tell the story about how I went to the wrong apartment?
Oh, I don't know about that one, yes, but that's something that I often do, too.
Well,
going back to my own house.
I pressed 5 and 6.
Uh-huh.
And then I pressed 5, and I was, I have to press 6. So, I pressed. So now everyone knows that you live on the 6th floor, Troy, and that our studio is actually your house. But putting that aside, so I pressed 5 and then 6. And then I forgot that I had pressed 5 again because I, like, tied my shoe or something. So I came out on the 5th floor because the elevator stopped. And then I just opened the door because we never knock at Troy's house. So I opened the door.
I knock and then open the door.
Okay, I never knock at Troy's house. And so I open the door and I hear, hi, hi, hi. And this guy runs out and I look at him like, you're not Ise.
What are you doing in Ise and Troy's house?
And it took me a few seconds. I thought there must be somebody else here.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden I got this, like, completely...
I'm sure you turned very red.
Yeah, this, I don't know, embarrassed, freaked out look on my face. And it's like, oh, I'm sorry. And he's like, oh, did you make a mistake? That's all he said. He's like, oh, did you make a mistake? And I was like, yeah, right. Ran out. Ran up to the 6th floor.
Wow, the people on the 3rd floor below my room have to be pretty annoyed about some jerk-off who keeps putting his key in the door at 2 in the morning. Wriggles it around for a little while, like, what the hell? Why will this not open? Oh, hey, I'm on the 3rd floor. So now you know I live on the 4th floor. Yes, that's us. That's our wild shenanigans trying to get into the wrong houses. Other wild and crazy news that I find really, really amazing. 250 yen beef bowls at Matsuya.
Really?
Is that not... How do they... That can't be possible.
But that's not news.
That's... It's not?
You've never been to, like, Yoshinoya
yeah,
or
250
Sphere.
Yen?
I thought that's normal.
How can they even make the rice for that much?
Like, 10 years ago, I thought that was around the
ten
price
years
was
ago,
for
right.
Yoshinoya.
Prices go up, don't
but
they?
I haven't been there in almost 10 years.
Obviously. I don't know. I'm thinking it must be, like, dog meat or something. it can't be actual beef. Anyway, that was pretty amazing to me. 250 yen for beef bowls.
Yeah. I wonder how much the Yoshinoya is in America.
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. All right, that's somebody's homework.
Yeah, send us an email. I got lots of emails. I'll be getting back to them this weekend. I'm sorry. I've had work almost every single day. Single day this month I have work, actually. So.
Wow. Yes, speaking of Mahjong, what Mahjong have you played this week besides League? Where else have you played?
Fight Club. Lots of Fight Club. So
oh,
we have that tournament
right.
going on Fight Club.
We
so we've been playing a lot of three-player at Mahjong.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. How are you doing in the tournament?
I did okay. Out of 6 games, I got 5 first places. But
wow,
I was always
nice.
Like 1 second place in there or something. And then one actually beat my previous score with only 4 first places. But then on the last hand, I kind of made a mistake and I ended up taking second. So I would have gotten a lot more if I hadn't done that. But I just read Seto Kuma's blog.
Uh-huh.
He won 8 games in a row.
Holy cow.
Got first place 8 games in a row.
Wow.
Yeah. And I think he still only got below Hiraoka, who is a girl pro, and I think she's at the top right now. She was in the top 300 on the first day.
You know, I was fairly impressed when I was looking through the list of people, the top 300 list that you can see in the Game Center. When I looked, there were no pros.
Yeah, but usually there's only one, maybe two, in
really?
The top 300, yeah.
No, I definitely remember when we had the other events, like not three-person mahjong events, there were at least like four or five in
really?
The top 300.
When I won that one, I wasn't even in the top 300 anymore.
Really?
When I won the pro one.
I made the top 100 for the event, I think, a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I really started paying attention because, you know, I wanted to see myself in the top 300. And so then I noticed there was a lot more. But Sasaki's always in the top
300. Yeah, well, he was like the top. He was like seventh or something at one time.
Jerk.
Yeah.
That guy. I hate all players who are better than me, which means I hate a lot of people.
Yeah, so I was playing that, and then I am going to Santanville tomorrow. I went to study session today, and I did okay at the study session today. Not great, but okay. I played with Hisato.
Did he win?
He won once, just one of the games.
He is a player, I think, at the moment who is having a tough time deciding exactly how he wants to play.
He had this little guy with him.
A little guy with him?
Well, there's like.
Was it on,
this guy,
on his shoulder? Or?
it might as well have been. Like, he came last week, too, and he was kind of strange.
Well,
and then
Hisato,
this time. Well, Hisato was just himself, and then the little guy that was with him was kind of strange.
Huh.
And then this time, he is actually playing. Last time he didn't play, this time he played.
The little guy?
Yeah.
So he must be a Renmei member.
Yeah, he is definitely in JPML. But, and then this time he played, and every time Hisato was like, why didn't you reach there? There's always Hisato that was, like, telling him. And Hisato's not someone who talks about other people's hands, even at the study sessions.
Yeah, not usually.
Unless you ask him. If you ask him, he'll answer anything, but if you don't ask him, he doesn't say anything.
Volunteer an opinion.
Right. So I think this must be one of his
pupils. So Hisato has found himself a pupil?
Maybe.
Wow, that's interesting.
Maybe. I don't know.
But I wanted to, just getting back to the Fight Club event, how do you change your style of play for the three-person event as opposed to, like, how you would play for, like, a normal four-person event tournament?
Three-person? I generally go for big hands, which actually got me losing for a while. At first I was winning a lot, and then I lost a lot, so.
Uh-huh.
Lately I've been actually going kind of back to the four-player style while I'm playing three-player.
Meaning you...
I fold a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
And I don't go for the flushes quite as often.
Uh-huh.
I still go for flushes a lot more than I do in the four-player game. But
right.
I generally go for flushes a lot in the four-player game anyway.
Yeah.
I'm a big flush person.
I've noticed that about my play lately. I have such a huge tendency to go for flushes lately. It's really, I think I'm really overdoing it on the flushes.
Yeah, well, today at the study session, Mayahara was watching me.
Uh-huh.
And I actually got rid of 5, 6, 7 in BAMs to go for a flush, and he did not say a word about it.
You already had the 5, 6, 7 in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
You dropped an entire mensu.
Yeah.
What do we call mensu in English anyway?
An entire group.
A group, yes. Yeah. You dropped an entire group to go for honi. So did you make the hand? Did you win it?
I was ready.
Uh-huh.
He didn't say anything about dropping the 5, 6, 7. He had pawned the double south, and he said that maybe I shouldn't have done that, but once I did that, he didn't say anything about dropping an entire set.
You pawned the double south before you dropped the set, or the group, or after?
I don't remember. It might have been a different hand.
Oh, yeah.
I just remember there was a flush. There was a flush. Maybe I already had three souths in my... There were two hands where I had the double south, and one of them I pawned and one I didn't, so maybe it was one I didn't pawn. Yeah.
Oh, I had a hand. I worked at Sentenbo in Chanomizu today, and I had a hand that, or I had actually a game that I think is perfect illustration of how there is absolutely nothing like Nagare in the world, and everybody who thinks there is smoking something. I was having a really crappy day. Finally, the last game of the day, I am kicking ass. Like I get a nice big hand that I get to ready, but then I can't win it. Next hand, I get an 8,000 point hand. Next hand, I have a really good start on simples, all runs, and three colored runs, and two doras in my hand. I have a really good start on that hand. I'm like one away from ready after the second draw. I'm waiting for the 1 and 4 of cracks mm-hmm. and the 3 of dots.
Mm-hmm.
and Oya, the dealer, pawns, and then what should come to my hand but the 3 of dots. So perfect Heidi, perfect like making me ready tile, because then I'm open-ended on the other one. Of course, I do need the 4 of cracks to make me 3 colored runs. But, you know, I was pretty sweet to do. I mean, the Nagare was in my favor up to that point.
You were pretty lucky at that point.
Feeling lucky at that point. So I reach. And sure enough, after a few more pawns and cheese and everything, I draw my 4 of cracks. Holy cow, 4,000, 8,000. Blam. I've really got to be in the luck seat now, don't I? Next hand, I've got another big, I'm one away from ready after 3 draws mm-hmm. with a simples and a piece and 1 Dora in my hand.
Right.
1 lucky dragon. And I'm drawing and I just can't get to ready. And sure enough, about 10 draws in, first my lower house reaches and then my toy may reaches, but...
So first the person to your right reaches and the person across from you reaches.
First person reaches, yes. But, according to the luck believers, I'm in the luck driver's seat. I get to do whatever I want. So, I draw a tile. Actually, I don't have any safe tiles in my hand at that point for both players. So I draw the 7 of cracks, and it looks just as dangerous as pretty much everything else in my hand. So I throw it, and of course that's...
There's no way you can use it, right?
There's no way I can use it. And, of course, that's minus 8,000 points for me. And that just starts my downward spiral into not luck-dom, where I ended up throwing 12,000 points to the dealer on the very last hand, and which was the perfect switching of places. He overtook me by about, I don't know, maybe 2,000 points, and he won the game.
Wow. Oh, I forgot when I was playing the video game.
Yes?
It was something way more interesting than everything you just said.
I know it's not interesting to talk about how there is no luck in the world, but I just want to make that point in case there's anybody
out there
still. Yeah,
but I had all the luck.
Yes.
I got a double limit hand.
Oh, yes, you sent me a picture of that. That was a very pretty hand.
So it was all honors and the 4 small wins.
That is a pretty huge hand. So you got 64,000 points for that? Because it was a double limit hand?
Yep.
You were not dealer.
Nope. I got 64 and...
You drew it.
Yep.
So you drew... So you took 32,000 from each player.
No. 16. What? 32 from each?
I thought you said it was a double limit hand.
Yeah.
So it would have been 64,000 points, yes?
Oh, there's only 2 players and 3... 2 other players and 3 player Mahjong. That's right. That's how you do that math. 64,000 divided by 2 is 32,000, and since there are only other 2 other players, they would each give me that much.
It's okay. At work today, when I won a 6,400 point hand, and there were 2 continuations, the guy paid me 7,000, and I was like, well, it's 7,200. And he's like, what? Where's the other 200? And I was looking for the other 200. Like, wait, did you give me 8,000? I'm supposed to give you 800 back. And he's like, what? And they could not figure out what I was talking about because I can't add 6,400 and 600. Pathetic. All right, well, that's been our week of Mahjong, except for League, which I generally talk about for way too long.
For hours and hours.
Yes, but... So I will try to wrap up League, our little League talk, a little bit faster than I usually do. At the very top of A1, at the very top of A1, we have Maihara, still at the top of A1. He got a plus 25 to stay in first place. That leaves Sawazaki in second place, 50 points behind, although he did get a plus 42 in the last session there. So Maihara extending his lead. But Sawazaki's still making a play. And of course, the top 3 players will all go on to the Phoenix Cup thing anyway. Oh, there is something interesting that I saw recently. Do you realize that Ho-O-Sen, which is what we call the Phoenix Cup in English, is mistakenly associated with the Phoenix? If you look it up on the Japanese dictionary that I have.
Oh, it's actually a different mystical creature that doesn't exist in English, right?
Exactly. It's the Firebird goddess, which they made a point of saying in the definition that it is often erroneously associated with the phoenix, which is I'm not sure. Does that mean we have to come up? Should we call it the Firebird cup?
No.
No. What? I don't know. It seems like we've given it a bit of a misnomer. No.
What, are we going to call it the tournament formerly known as the Phoenix Cup?
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yes. Making the names longer and more prince-like is always better.
I mean, if we start calling it the Fire, then everyone's just going to be like, what happened to the Phoenix Cup?
So. Right. And
so
then
we just take a year and call it the tournament formerly known as the Phoenix. And then later we'll call it the Firebird Tournament.
That was formerly known as the Phoenix Cup.
Right.
And then we can go back to the Phoenix Cup and call it the tournament that was now and formerly known as the Phoenix Cup.
That's a good line to take, I think.
Even more prince-like. All right, yes. Moving on to A2, which does not have a Phoenix Firebird or formerly Firebird.
Oh, make sure to leave room for me at the end because I have an announcement.
Oh, okay. Yamai, one of our good buddies at the study session, he got a plus 68 to stay at the top. He's only ahead by 11, but he is in first place. Taki, another guy we like to talk about, he got minus 7.3 to put him in 10th place, which keeps him a little bit above the border for falling out.
And he's so cute.
He is adorable. Sarukawa had a minus 13, but that still leaves him in first place by 60 points. Sarukawa is tearing it up in
and
B1.
He's adorable too.
Sarukawa is one of those kids that everybody loves, yeah. In Renmei. You'd have to be a little weird to hate Sarukawa for some reason. He organizes a pretty cool flower watching.
Yeah, stop talking about that.
Yeah.
I'm mad at you.
So, next
I'm going to be mad at you until next year.
Next year, I will have to remember to invite somebody else to Sarukawa's flower watching party.
Yes.
Other names we like to follow in B1, EY is down in third place. He's only a little bit out of third place, so he can move up. If he moves up one spot, he would be able to move up to A2. Nikaido Aki and he are actually vying for that second spot. She is in fourth place, just a few points behind.
It.
Yes, we always like to root for Aki. Especially since she was in A2, and I know the reason I heard for her falling out seemed a little bit harsh.
Yeah, it did seem a little bit harsh. I don't think we should talk about it.
Yeah, especially since we probably don't quite know all of the details, but man, it seems like a pretty rough... I mean, you know, all the work it takes to get up to A2, and then not even a real foul,
yeah.
Just maybe a bit of an etiquette sort of thing, and then she gets bumped down. But maybe we don't understand the whole situation. Maybe there were extenuating circumstances.
Yeah, it was a tough situation, I think, on all sides.
So. Sasaki. He got a plus 10, which moves him up to 12th place in B1, which keeps him just above the border for moving down.
He's so cute, too.
Yes. He is interesting. One player that we have not talked a lot about, but I want to mention just because he is a little bit of interest for the way they're thinking about running or changing things in the JPML, mm-hmm. Yoshida, who won the Special League last year and who was doing very poorly at the beginning of the season, did get a plus 47. No, got a plus 67 to put himself at. Plus 4.7, which puts him in 8th place in B2, which is not really notable, except for the fact that he was last season's Special League winner. And as a result of his poor performance in the first couple sessions, and some of the poor performance of some of the other players that have won the Special League, they were really, and maybe still are, seriously considering doing away with the Special League because they feel like, oh, it's not really... You know, it's not really fair or appropriate that players from much farther down leagues can just jump right up into B1 or B2. And I don't know, there is a little bit of something to be said that, especially if it's somebody who from D2 jumping up to B2. I mean, that is quite a jump. And the fact that in the Special League there will be D2 league players and there will be C1 league players, and despite the big gap in those two players' levels, the prize is actually the same. And yet the prize is so much larger for that D2 player than it is for the D1 player. It seems like a little bit of a...
Don't you think they're just getting rid of it because... Are they just talking about getting rid of it because it's your last season in it? And they have to make sure that you get all the luck and that I don't have the same opportunities as you? Because how it works in League.
How did you hit the nail on the head there? Whoops.
I bet you're the biggest proponent for it.
I didn't know about that. But yes, I do think that you're not really far off when you say that the Special League was invented, I think, with players like you and me in mind. You, me, and especially Sato and EY Kenta.
And they sure took advantage of it.
They went right into Special League and blam, they went up.
Yeah. It took them all of about 5 minutes to figure that out.
It's taken us 4 or 5 years now to get our act together, and maybe almost not quite in time because they're about to do away with it.
Well, I mean, you took full advantage of your opportunity.
Well, but I haven't. Well, except only to win a little bit of money at the end of last season. And I didn't even win anything anyway because I paid that much to be in it.
True.
Let's see. Our buddy Kondo in C1, he only got a +1.4, which leaves him at 90 in sixth place. But the border for moving up to back up to B2 is at 93, so he's not far out of.
Wait, three sessions and the border is 90?
Yeah.
Oh my God! At sixth place, 90 is sixth place.
90 is sixth place.
That is insane.
That is pretty crazy. There are some big scores in C1. Actually, there are some big scores in a lot of the leagues already. I mean, you know, three sessions in A1. Mayahara has like 125. Sarukawa has 150.
Right.
Down there in C3, Aisawa has 181.
She goes off, though. Same with in the North Kanto League last season. I was in second place with 125.
Uh-huh.
She had over 250 after four sessions.
Wow. Yeah, she is the kind of player that... And this is something that I used to be a little bit like, too. If I was having a good day or whatever, you know, I would have a big explosion of points. And I really haven't been able to do that lately. She does that a lot. A little bit farther behind her in second place is Izumi. She got +15 to be at 152, so those two will be vying for the top spot in C3. And the league that we all care about the most, D1.
We care about it so much that we do everything we can to remember the name.
Yes, and not only that, to arrive 15 minutes late, for example. Nimrod had a little bit too much fun on Saturday night and couldn't find his lock in the morning, which was actually just in his backpack. In the end, I went home to pick up stuff to do my interview with what's-her-name, and then I look in my bag, and there is my lock in my bag. I actually ran to League with my lock in my bag.
No, I remember I was on the train, and I was pushing the time. I got in the elevator. I walked out of the elevator at exactly 11 a.m.
Wow.
Like, if I had been one minute late, if I had been 30 seconds later,
like if you had
I wouldn't
to,
have made it.
If the elevator had been on the third floor and you
No,
had
it was on the third floor.
Oh, wow.
And so someone was like, why didn't you run up the stairs? You don't understand how fast I ran to get here. There was no stair running in that equation. I was waiting for the elevator, if I got a five-minute penalty at that
point. You did very well to not get a five-minute penalty.
Right, but you're calling me and, like, texting me, and I'm sitting here, like, running through the train station trying to look at my phone and trying to find the right exit, because I usually go on the above-ground trains, but I wasn't going to make it in time, so I ran in Shinjuku to the underground train, and I was lucky that train was, like, 1 minute late, because it got me there on time.
So, in D1... I had a -6.5, which is not bad considering how unfocused I was after all the fun I had on Saturday night. Plus the -15 I get for being 15 minutes late puts me at -21.5, which puts me in 15th place. Not too far out of the running. I need two more sessions. If I have some okay sessions, I could do it. Or, you know, what if I did well in... if I just manage to stay positive and I do relatively well in Special League, maybe something cool can happen.
Yeah, so look how good it did me to get there on time.
Yes, I see that. You had a -25, which gives you a total of -37 to put you in 30th place.
What's the border right now?
The border is you are two away from the border. And actually, I was noticing that. That's really interesting. You were talking about how some of the scores are really big in the other leagues. The scores towards the bottom of D1 are really all grouped together.
Mm.
It's really surprising. Like, there are a whole bunch of you guys in the minus 30 to 40 area.
I don't know how you put us in a group.
Well, I mean, you guys are in a group. You're in that group elsewhere from me. I'm in the plus group.
Jerk. You're a jerk.
Who let this jerk
I'm ready
off
to move on to my special announcement.
Okay. Nothing special happened in the... You don't want to talk about anything there. Okay. So
I played with some jerks.
Oh, yes. Jerks. Gotta hate playing with jerks.
I mean, they won. What else do you need to know?
Last thing I want to mention. It's one name that I do think it could be an upcoming name.
Oh. I played... Clap, clap, clap. I played with Zero O'Clock Guy.
Zero O'Clock.
Yeah.
His name or something is Zero
That's
O'Clock?
That's the shirt he always wears. He's the only guy in the league, besides, like, Taki, who doesn't wear a suit to league.
Really?
He wears a t-shirt. And it says 000. Like, 0 o'clock.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
and I think he wears
crazy.
That shirt every time.
Wow. He reminds me of my math professor in when I was in high school.
Yeah, you said that last time when I talked about the same guy. But this is once a month. I mean, wearing the same shirt once a month is not a big deal.
Huh. Wow. Now I'm reminding me of somebody else because I say the same thing over and over again. Last person I wanted to talk about was Fujii Sumire, who is a newer player to the league in D2. She is also tearing it up in D2. She's in first place with 158, a name I think could be interesting to watch in the future.
I got her phone number.
Fujii. Yes, but you're big on phone numbers these days.
Yeah, I am. I've got lots of friends.
Okay, announce.
Okay, starting on August... No, I wrote in the email August, but I meant June 15th until August 1st, we're having a weight loss challenge.
Oh,
it's a bet. And it's open to all JPML members... that have blogs or Mixi, because we have to write every day what you ate on the Mixi. And there's penalties for if you eat foods on the do not eat list, like hamburgers and pizza and stuff like that. That's why we ordered pizza tonight for the podcast.
Oh, sweet. Beer is not on the list, is it?
No.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I don't know. No, we can't put it on the list, I don't think.
Yes,
that wouldn't work in Japan. So, right now, Aisawa...
Uh-huh.
And myself and a player in D3, I believe, D2 or D3, that's on my Mixi, and possibly you?
Yes, me. I'm in.
Okay.
Because I need to lose weight. No, actually, I don't know if I need to lose weight so much as I just need to change the weight that I have. I think I've been going through a period for the last year and 2 years or so where I've been exchanging all of my muscle for... frumpiness. I have a lot of frumpiness.
It's funny because you used that same word for something that did not mean fat as well a few weeks ago.
But that's also frumpy, yes.
Okay.
Frumpy is a great word.
My little nieces and nephew call it fluffing.
Fluffing.
My little 3-year-old nephew, he's I fluffed.
Oh, fluffing.
It's good family fun here.
The joys of life.
So. Each person picks how many kilograms they want to lose between 3 and 10, mm-hmm. and that's 6 weeks. And if you make your goal, you win, and you split up the prizes with the other winners. And if you lose, then you have to do something bad.
Can I choose, rather than a kilogram weight loss goal, can I choose like a body fat percentage goal? Is that an option? Because I'm not sure that I
where
actually
gonna,
want...
Where are you going to... take that.
Well, I'm going to take it on whichever machine gives me the biggest reading now.
Oh, you have these machines machine at your house?
No, I don't. But I guess I could join a fitness club. Or no, I could do the old. I'm thinking about joining your fitness club, and then I go in there and
weigh yourself. And well, this is the first time we're doing it, and it's only going to be between three and five people. So
okay.
This
so
time
it's
just
going to
be kilograms, so I'm going to lose
it's
3 kilograms.
I probably have weight to lose anyways. All right.
So we're going to start with that, and you have to update your blog every day with everything you ate.
Okay.
So
we ate.
Yeah.
nachos.
Because we're monitoring.
Is nachos on the list?
They might be.
I can just write out my list for right now. Beer nachos, and cereal in the morning.
Did you read the email I sent you that talked about
read
it?
Read email? What
yeah,
do you think
because
I am, anyway?
You might change your mind about doing this once you find out.
the details?
Yeah, I really think you should do it, but...
I think I should, too. It's just that, you know, beer takes my focus away. All right, so that's our special announcement. We have a weight loss competition going on, and Garth will probably lose. But maybe some good will come out of it. Maybe, like, I'll drink 5 less beers in the whole time.
If we can change the world.
Yes. Okay, so having rambled on about League like I always do, we've got a... it's time to... Excuse me, my throat got a little... Like, might have to edit that. Let's wrap it up. What is going on in our world of Mahjong this week? We've got Champions League. Are you playing in Champions League?
On Monday, yes. And I have two North Kanto tournaments on Sunday in Gunma.
Very nice. How are you doing in North Kanto?
And one on Monday in Tokyo.
Wow. How are you doing in North Kanto then?
I only had one session. I can't remember. Because I missed last month because I had work. So I will go on Sunday and play both leagues, and then we're doing the makeup session on Monday in Tokyo, right before Champions League. So I have 4 tournament sessions this weekend.
Wow.
Plus we have a guest job in Kinshicho.
Yes, we have a little Mahjong Fight Club event going on with you, me, and Rinka.
Is it only the 3 of us?
And, of course, our mentor, Mr. Moriyama.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Too.
You know what's funny?
That's only the second event that I'll have done with him.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I think all of my events have been with him.
Yeah, no.
Well, that's true. You get
I
to
usually
go on events
with
Kojima,
or
yes.
I've been with Rumi and Hisato before. I've been with Hisato, Izumi, Saki.
I bet Moriyama thinks that it's probably a better idea to have, he wants to be able to be there to whip me if I get a little too out of hand.
He wasn't feeling that well today. I hope he can make it.
But you know what was a little bit funny about that event is that, you know, Moriyama mailed us to say, hey, all right, you want to be in an event on whatever it is. Oh, yeah, my schedule's open. Okay. So it's decided on the 12th. And then I go to work at Sentenbo last week, and one of the kids there is like, oh, hey, you've got this thing going on the 12th. And I had no idea what he was talking about. Like, sure. And it's one of those things also where, like, my Japanese... is so crappy lately that I'm just like I keep thinking all right, I'll just say whatever he says, and I'll figure it out later. And it took until today when he said it again this morning. He's like, oh, I'm really looking forward to that event you're doing in Kinshicho. And then I was like, what's Kinshicho? Because he kept talking about Kinshicho, and I thought he was talking about working at
Sentenbo.
Yeah. And so I was like, what's going on? And then he kept explaining, and I was like, and finally it hit me, like, oh, he's going to the MFC event, and that event is in Kinshicho.
Right.
Because, of course, when they tell us we have an event, they don't give us quite all the information right away. So I had no idea where it was. But anyway, yes, so we have the event in Kinshicho this weekend, and I also have Special League 2 sessions this month.
That's okay. I thought our event was in Akihabara for the longest time. I don't know why I thought that.
All right. Well, yeah, so we do have a fun-filled weekend of Mahjong. Should be some stuff to report back next week if something should happen somewhere that's worthy of reporting. All right. Let's see. Housekeeping issues. Anything worth housekeeping?
Get on the forums. The new Japanese site is coming up if you speak Japanese. And that's about it.
All right. As always, we'd like to hear from you. My email is garthe. A little extra breath there. Sorry about that. my throat is all...
Dumpster fire.
Phlegmy from riding my bike in the Tokyo smog. Sorry. My email is garthe, G-A-R-T-H-E-E-E.
No, try again.
That's a different one. Sorry. G-A-R-T-H-E. At reachmahjong.com. And your email is?
Jen, J-E-N-N, at reachmahjong.com.
Drop us a line, and we will talk to you again next week.
See ya.
気分はもう最高場所はかなり寂れたジャンソー麻雀ファイトクラブ